In 2013, pop singer Miley Cyrus released a song called We Can't Stop, which was controversial because of the lyrics that said, "We like to party, dancing with Molly." So who is Molly? Molly is actually the name of a popular party drug that has the chemical name of methylene dioxymethamphetamine, or MDMA for short. The most common street name for this drug is ecstasy, because it causes feelings of love, empathy, and euphoria. And this drug also gives its users lots of energy, which is why it's common for people to dance with Molly all night long at raves, clubs, and parties. Currently, the biggest harm associated with ecstasy is its impurities. When people are making ecstasy in their illegal basement laboratories, they sometimes make it wrong, accidentally producing a chemical besides MDMA, or they purposely add in cheaper or more accessible chemicals such as caffeine. While taking a pill laced with caffeine usually won't cause a person too many problems, ingesting a pill that contains a type of amphetamine nicknamed Dr. Death is very dangerous. For example, in late 2011, 15 people in Western Canada died when they ingested pills that were sold as ecstasy but actually contained Dr. Death. Unfortunately, most people don't know if their ecstasy contains dangerous chemicals until it's too late. Considering this problem for my master's research, I'm studying how people determine what exactly is in their ecstasy. I started by analyzing survey data on ecstasy use collected by the Center for Addictions Research of British Columbia, and I found that the main strategy people use to determine what's in their ecstasy is to simply ask their friends, as opposed to using other possible strategies such as using a home testing kit that can show what chemicals are in ecstasy, or getting information on purity from harm reduction services. Now I want to learn why this is the case, so now I'm interviewing ecstasy users to find out, why is asking friends so common? Is it because of convenience? Is it because of lack of accessibility of other strategies? My research is essential right now, considering the problem of ecstasy impurity and the resulting dangers and deaths, usually of teenagers and young adults. Luckily, my research is going to inform harm reduction approaches that will help protect ecstasy users while they're dancing with Molly. Thank you.